I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another JPR Live session. Joining me today in the JPR studios from the area around Los Angeles, it is the duo Freddie and Francine. Welcome.
Well, thanks for having us. Nice to meet you guys.
Let's just start off by making this very obvious that you are neither Freddie nor Francine, correct?
You are correct about that.
Instead, Lee Ferris, Bianca Caruso is the duo Freddie and Francine. The new record just out is called Gung Ho. FreddieandFrancine.com is the website to visit for more information. I mentioned near Los Angeles. Lee, you are an LA native, if I understand correctly.
That's correct.
Bianca, Austin, Texas.
Austin, Texas, by way of Maine, Phillips, Maine.
Really?
Very, very rural area of Maine. So I live there and there, and then I've been in in Los Angeles for 12 years now. So,
what was it that initially drew you to Austin and then eventually to LA?
Well, my family moved to Austin when I was younger. I went to high school there and did all that, but then I decided when I turned 18 that I was going to be a singer and see my name in lights. And so I thought, you know, I'll move to Hollywood. My dad loved it. And that was 12 years ago, and look where I am now.
Well, we have been playing your music over the last few weeks, and it might come as a bit of a surprise to folks to realize that the two of you actually met where? On a production of...
Hair.
On a production of Hair.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is surprising.
Mm-hmm.
In 2007.
We had met briefly before, but we got to know each other fully on that. In that production, yeah.
How many nights a week was that going on?
It was only about four or five.
Five performances, but it got extended several times. It was before it went back up on Broadway, so it was a big deal for all the hairheads. I don't know what you call them, hairheads.
It's
that sounds
fine.
Right.
Yeah.
But everyone came out, and it was a really fun production. You know, we got naked, we did the whole thing. It was great.
Now, was that kind of music your background, each of your backgrounds, or was it just a gig that presented itself?
We come from very different backgrounds, but we found a good balance. I come from, like, you know, Whitney Houston, Janet Jackson, and Vogue kind of music. That's where I really feel
so true.
The most comfortable.
You have just carbon dated yourself.
Yeah.
Almost to the year.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know. It's very clear. And then Lee likes...
Yeah. I'm more of... Yeah, not so much the 90s R&B vibe, but I'm more Dylan, Van Morrison, Stones, classic,
gotcha.
Kind of, you know, American rock and roll, early blues, all that stuff.
All right, so you're not Freddie and Francine.
No.
Who are they? Where does that name come from, and how did it get attached to your music?
This is the first time we've ever heard that question.
Yeah, I bet.
Okay, so when we started writing songs together, it was right after Hair. We wrote this song that we deemed 50s prom rock as the genre.
It's very popular.
Very popular genre of music. And we wrote this first song, and Lee had a performance, and he sang the song, and he asked me to come up on stage and sing it with him. And we said, okay, this is our 50s prom rock ballad. Everyone, please grab a partner. You can dance on the dance floor and come up with a really cheesy 50s name. And he said, I'll be Freddie. And I said, I'll be Francine. And then by the end of the song, everyone was like, Freddie and Francine. And we were like, okay, that'll be our band name that we have to explain for the next 10 years.
Do you have to embrace that any deeper than just the name of the band? Like, do you have to take on any persona?
Well, people will sometimes be like, Francine. I'm like, what up?
Other than that, no. I mean, it. I think originally we did have some sort of, there's like an element of theatricality to it in the sense that, you know, maybe Freddie and Francine could be this persona that somehow was going to make fun of LA hipster bands. But then it didn't work out that way because everyone would just say, why don't you just be yourselves and dress however the heck you want? And, you know, and Freddie and Francine then sort of started to evolve in a nice way along with what we were doing musically as well. So it's just stuck. And
yeah, it started around the time that she and him were a band. Like, so it was like that cutesy pop time. But then now we write songs about how we feel. And that's what's different about us from almost 10 years ago.
Gotcha. Well, and you could always be yourselves and still make fun of Los Angeles hipster
bands.
Absolutely. Right?
Anytime.
Freddie and Francine, my guests, live today on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record just out is called Gung Ho. Information at freddieandfrancine.com. All right, what do you guys want to play first for us?
We're going to play the first song off our new album titled If You Want Me.
Thank you. asking questions, laughing. He'd have been there if he's worth having. Will you cut the cord? Are you stupid? Happy? Crying? He'd have been there if he weren't dying. Dying to be something more. If you want me, if you want me, then why don't you come and get me? If you want me, if you want me, then why don't you come and get me? Are you hoping, sadly, broken by the light of a full moon moment? Did he shut the door? Sleep at the wheel and weary, face down on the floor. If you want me, if you want me, then why don't you come and get me? If you want me, if you want me, why don't you come and get me? Do you give me this time? Laughing, he'd have been there if he's worth having.
That is Freddie and Francine live today on Jefferson Public Radio. It's music from their new record called Gung Ho. FreddieandFrancine.com is the website. It's Lee Ferris and Bianca Caruso today live in the studios. So you guys are now about 10 years into this with a hiatus in there for a few. The band first came together when? About 2008, somewhere in that neck of the woods?
Yeah.
And how long had the two of you been making music together before you started to realize there might be more than just a musical partnership?
It's like 2 years
of
making music before we kind of took that step.
Was it one of those slow realizations of... yeah, there's more here, or was there an incident that took place that kind of caused you to take that next step?
I think it was a slow subconscious thing, and it was coming through the form of music and writing songs. That's what I would say about that.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that originally we started writing, we were very disciplined about writing a couple of days a week, making sure to finish a song every single time we got together. And it was more of a practice of how to take on other characters or other people's kind of points of view, maybe more storytelling, as opposed to looking autobiographically and pulling from our own life experiences. And I think that as that began to shift on our album, Forest and the Sea, you can get a real sense of... you know, that we had just kind of been getting to that point, and then the material was sort of dictating to us where we were at emotionally with each other, et cetera.
You guys are almost like a made-for-TV movie, right? Because so the band forms, you start making music, there's some fan base there, you record a record, you have a sold out album release party, and then
nothing,
and then,
crash.
And then crash and burn. Then we took almost about 3 years off, where I moved to New York during that time. Lee toured with the Broadway show Million Dollar Quartet as Carl Perkins. We both had completely different life experiences, didn't speak to one another. Ooh. And it was, and then it
now
was.
Now we speak every day.
Don't worry, Eric. This story ends happy. Now we drive in cars together for 6+ hours a day. But we needed that time, I think, to have these other life experiences. And that's why this new record is so special for us. And I know for our fans, because it's been 6 years since we made an album. And this one is definitely different material.
3.5 years of not talking to one another?
Yeah.
At all?
Zero.
Wow. So what was it that drew you back together? Was it the person or the music?
Well, I mean, in that time, I had spent almost every single day, you know, thinking about my own needs and what was best for kind of me emotionally, based on the fact that things didn't necessarily go great before, but that musically it was the best, you know, connection that I'd ever had. And that there was something that I couldn't create on my own without Bianca. So, you know, she had been contacting me, and I was being pretty stubborn and just trying to, I don't know, mitigate my own like internal struggle, and eventually I responded, and I was very much leading with, you know, I want to get the music back together. And, you know, and I didn't know we were going to make a record. I thought for sure that I felt like I wanted to play some shows or play a show. Hmm. And our response was really great, or the response was really great in LA when we got back together. Just to kind of, for me to show up and play on one of her solo record or solo shows, because she had made a solo record and had a band and was backing her up doing that. So I showed up, played a couple Freddie and Francine songs, and people were excited.
Yeah.
Did it work right out of the gate?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's a hard thing when you get back together and you're performing. We knew immediately, like, this is what we missed, and singing together is a very special thing. And then you're like, oh, we have to write new songs now. Like, that's the next piece, which, you know, it happened, and then it kept happening, and we were more and more excited about the new material that we had written, and having these like different life experiences had brought us this more mature, feels like a more mature like level of music, and the material and the what's the word I'm looking for? The substance of the music is a little bit more, I don't know, we live some life.
Yeah.
You know?
We live some life.
I want to talk about that life that you lived in that interim, because you each have very interesting stories of what you were up to during those 3.5 years. Freddie and Francine, my guests, live today on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record is called Gung Ho, freddieandfrancine.com, the place to go to learn more about the duo. You guys are going to do an older tune, though, right?
Yeah, we're going to do one off of The Forest and the Sea, a song called I Don't Want to Go,
which is pretty on the nose for the conversation we were just having about, you know, about ambivalence and about how to, you know, how to deal with the love of the band and the love of the other person and the dysfunctions therein. And so here it goes.
Let me tell you about the war between my spirit and my bones. Pretty soon something's gonna give. I always feel like I'm sleeping with the stones. And I don't wanna go, but I don't wanna stay around here no more. This river I've been swimming, it's colder than before. I can't wait till I make it to the bay. And I keep coming home, still a stranger to the shore. And I don't wanna go, but I don't want to stay around here no more. And if you really want me, why don't you just ask? Instead of dancing around and reaching for your gun. And I'll get the first one, but this will be your last. I don't want to go, but I don't want to stay around here no more. If my heart is a garden, then I need you to rain. Won't you come on down and pour it over me? Sing about history and some ballet-like refrain. Cause I don't wanna go, but I don't wanna stay around you no more.
Can you tell the difference between a woman and the wild? Pretty soon they gon' break free. No matter about your story, the future's here to stay. And I don't wanna go, but I don't wanna stay around here no more.
And if you really want me, then why don't you just ask? Instead of dancing around and reaching for your gun. And I'll get the first one, but this will be your last. I don't wanna go, but I don't wanna stay around here no more. I don't wanna go, but I don't wanna stay around here no more. I don't wanna go, but I don't wanna stay around here no more.
That is I Don't Want to Go. It's live from Freddie and Francine today, live on Jefferson Public Radio. Their newest record, which does not have that tune, is called Gung Ho. Information out at freddieandfrancine.com. Lee Ferris and Bianca Caruso are my guests today. So during your hiatus as Freddie and Francine, you each went off in some fairly interesting directions. Lee, you had already dropped the hint that you had been playing Carl Perkins?
Well, yeah, I had a friend who... I was driving trucks for commercials in L.A. after Freddie and Francine split and to pay the rent. And I hadn't – had maybe done one solo show or something, but I really wasn't doing much musically. And a friend of mine went to New York and she saw this show called Million Dollar Quartet. And she said, you know, it's going to tour and they're going to do open auditions. And I said, yeah, I don't do Broadway. I don't think I could do that. I had only done Hair in the past because – the director saw my band and thought maybe I should audition. So anyway, I saw that everybody in that show was playing their own instruments, and I was never really a huge Carl Perkins or rockabilly fan necessarily, but I knew about that stuff, and I knew about early Elvis Sun Records music and Johnny Cash. I knew about all that stuff, and I was really excited about the fact that everybody played and sang and acted in that show, and I thought, well, it's at least worth a try. So I went and I auditioned for a Broadway show, and 2 days later I got the job. And then I spent the next few years touring it all over the country and in Japan and Canada, and I did it on Broadway, and I have 500 performances under my belt and changed my life in a lot of ways, yeah.
So the moment you get the gig, are you thinking, great, I'm ready for this? Or are you thinking, oh, wait, I got the gig?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's a bit of both. I was feeling pretty ready, actually. Because I knew I could play it.
Now, were you just playing the music of Carl Perkins, or did you have to personify him?
Well, yeah, I have to. It's not, the show is not constructed as an impersonator show or anything like that. It's the four guys are Johnny Cash, Elvis, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Carl Perkins, all hanging out in Sun Records in a room, drinking, talking, playing songs together, telling stories. And so, yeah, I had to, you know, behave in essence like the person. And I kind of was off the hook because not too many people, you know, remember him, like, at least in comparison to Elvis Presley or something. So, yeah, I got to learn a lot about that history. I got to experience a lot of that history. I got the cool thing about Carl's part in the show is he backs up every other musician. So I got to play all the Johnny Cash stuff, all the Elvis stuff, play along to Jerry Lee Lewis music, and all the Carl stuff. So I had a heck of a good time.
And while you were off doing that, Bianca, you were not in a stage show portraying Tammy Wynette. You were.
I was not.
What were you doing?
Well, I moved to New York, and I was working at a summer camp during the summers. I was working as an assistant, doing terrible jobs in New York City, just hating my life. I kind of took a break from music after Freddie and Francine, but then I got this job from my friend Jen at the summer camp in Maine called Camp Stanley, where we wrote a musical with kids in 2 weeks. And we started with one word, and by the end of the 2 weeks, we had an entire musical fleshed out with the kids, and it was amazing. And Jen is the head of that camp, and she called me one day. She's like, you know, I was a musical director of the camp. She said, if we can do it with kids in 2 weeks, why don't we try doing that, just you and me? And so we tried to write the show called Zabruso, and this was over 3 years ago. We did a live show in her house, which happens to be Joni Mitchell's house in Laurel Canyon. And we would perform this comedy show, and I would fly back and forth from LA, from New York to LA to perform, and then we'd write a show, and then I'd come back to New York and work these jobs that I hated. And then I'd fly back to LA, and I'd do the same thing, and I was like, why am I only performing in LA? I was like, oh, maybe I should go back there. And then Zabruso became this kind of cult thing, and we just wrote a television show, or a television idea, and we just sold it, actually.
Wow.
To a network, so... That's kind of what I was building while I was away.
Does that now mean that there might be another Freddie and Francine hiatus on the future?
Well, we don't know. This is very early on the stage, but I'm writing it currently on this tour, so it's a fun thing to do. Hopefully it'll be able to be happening at the same time, you know. But it's an exciting thing, no matter what.
You guys actually came up to our neck of the woods to make this new record.
We recorded
it in Eugene with a producer who has worked with anybody who's anybody of many, many artists that we play, Todd Sickafoos.
Yes.
And one of the musicians that inspired your decision to try to work with him is one of our favorites here, Anais Mitchell, who's been in our studio a couple of times. What was it about Todd's hand that made you want to work with him?
Well, I heard his music years ago when I was living in New York. I listened to specifically Hadestown, the album, which... I was just blown away by
Greg Brown, Justin Vernon, Anita Franco.
I was blown away by that album for many reasons. It really inspired me in a time when I wasn't really inspired by music, so I was really grateful for that. And then, so I heard that, and I was like, oh, Todd Sickafoos is good at what he does. And then I heard Young Man in America, and I was like, oh, I get it. And then I went to see him play live a couple of times in New York, and I just became... kind of a huge fan of his. And when Lee and I reconnected, the first thing I wanted to show him was Hadestown. I was like, you have to hear this, and you have to hear Young Men in America, and this is the guy. And I've just been such a fan of his, and I didn't think it was possible to get him on board, and it turns out it was just a couple phone calls away. But it was such an amazing experience working with him. It was just, he just is such an easy person to work with, and he's so brilliant.
Yeah, he has an extremely unique take on any tune, I think, that he approaches, which is what we were looking for. The idea of sort of allowing him to cast the players around our tunes and sort of surrender to, it's not so much like a vision that he has. I think he's just able to, you know, there's a great clean channel between his mind into his hands and into what just gets created without a lot of communication. It just becomes kind of magical immediately. And so we just allowed ourselves to kind of get swept up in that, and it sounds totally different than we could have possibly imagined, which is a great thing. You know, surrendering to that as opposed to having a ton of sort of vision and it has to be rigid made it very freeing, and trusting him made it exciting when the end product was given to us.
The album's fantastic. It is still brand new to us, so we are still exploring it, but it's been a real pleasure to have you guys in the studio today. I'm glad this worked out.
Thank you so much for having us.
Freddie and Francine are my guests today on a JPR Live session. The new record is called Gung Ho. Information at freddieandfrancine.com. You have one more for us?
Yeah. This is a new song off of our record, Gung Ho, called Trying Hard to Love You.
Ooh.
come in a different way. What caused you to stay the same? What a loss the time it cost me to lose the waiting game. Trying hard to love you, but I can't forget the words to your song. And I'm so tired of telling you the truth. I was right, we're still wrong. You lead with haste through time and space to live your yesterday. Oh, what a shame.
That is Freddie and Francine live today on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record is called Gung Ho. You can find out much more information at freddieandfrancine.com. Lee Ferris, Bianca Caruso. Which one of you is Freddie, Francine? Doesn't really make that much difference,
one.
I suppose.
We'll answer
you
either.
Lee, Bianca, thanks for coming in. It's been great.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us, Eric.